You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The Trailblazing Women Who Fight California's Fires by Laura Maloney. Christy Hem Clock's 3-year-old son couldn't get enough of firefighters. He had a toy engine truck, a plastic helmet he wore all the time, and a collection of books showing firefighters dousing fires and saving lives. But most of them were men, and the lack of women bugged Hem Clock. There was maybe one female in any of the books, she says, and she had short hair and maybe a pink shirt on. Hem Clock wanted to show her son a more inclusive vision of the world. She began visiting firehouses in San Francisco, where she lives, to photograph female firefighters. Her new book, The Women of the SFFD, features 45 portraits of women who spend their days running into burning buildings. "I want to raise a son who thinks he can be whatever he wants, and so can everybody else," she says. More than 270 women serve in the San Francisco Fire Department, which services 1.5 million people across the city's 49 square miles. They make up roughly 16% of the force, compared to just half of 1% of the New York City Fire Department. The numbers don't necessarily speak to the city's open-mindedness, though. Oh, sure, the fire department made a couple of women honorary members in the 19th century, including a pretty opera singer who never picked up a hose. But it didn't allow women to apply for a job before 1976, and it didn't hire any until 1987, when a federal judge forced it to. Current Chief Joanne Hayes White became the first female to fill the role in 2004. "Now, it's not crazy for a woman to be a firefighter in San Francisco," Hem Clock says. "They're on, like, every truck." Hem Clock started noticing the women on fire trucks after moving to San Francisco in 2015 to work at Wired. She left the company in 2016 and began the series later that year, showing up at firehouses with her Canon 5D Mark IV and a portable light kit, and inviting the women to pose for a portrait. More often than not, they'd get called away to fight a fire before she could snap their photo. "I can't tell you how many times I was just sitting alone in the garage of a firehouse," she says. Eventually, she began showing up early in the morning, after the women had finished their 24-hour shifts, and when she didn't have child care, she brought her son. "The firefighters spoiled him like crazy," she says. "They even sent a fire truck to our house during his 4th birthday." Photographing them challenged some of Hem Clock's own misconceptions about the type of person who becomes a firefighter. Many of the women had worked in food service or education and only wandered into firefighting after hearing about it from a friend or attending a job fair. "When I thought about people becoming firefighters, I assumed it was something they always wanted to do, to save lives, be brave," Hem Clock says. But a lot of times people come into it later in life. Her portraits depict the women posing in firehouses, offices, garages, and locker rooms, still wearing their black turnout coats and helmets after a hard day on the job. "They're refreshing. We hear that representation matters all the time, and it really does," Hem Clock says. "So it's reassuring to see yourself not left out of things."